Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Audio Labs.
This is in contact with the test one.
All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Leonardo Space Art, Science and Culture. All women crew, recorded in different pods on spaceship Earth. March to April 2020. Operational language or aesthetic language?
Adriana Knuff. Operational language or aesthetic language? I'm not really a fan of binary choices, so I'll say both and. Binaries force us into making choices that are untenable, that unnaturally constrain the machinations of the material world. Rather, I'd like to explore what happens when we put such concepts together, to explore their productive tensions, to get infused with their entanglements. What about an opera aesthetic language? How could we think of aesthetic activities as being operational in bringing into existence that which is prohibited by a purely operational or a purely aesthetic outlook? It has to be clear by now that the means by which we've ordered the world into distinct silos of activities completely fails to both account for the world as it is and as the world as we would like it to be. We have to actualize possible worlds through sensation. I'm thinking here about the roots of the words, operational having to do with mathematics and logic, and aesthetics having to do with sensation and perception. Bringing these two things together produces not just their combination, but something entirely different. This, to me, is a vital aspect of my own work. But I also want to push back on this term language, even if that's what I'm using right now to convey my thoughts. I wonder about possibilities that are not semiotic. I wonder about how to have different encounters between entities that don't rely on the abstractions of language and signs. I wonder how this might change our relationships with others in the universe. I wonder if this is even possible in our present configurations of our bodies, or if perhaps we need to exist in different forms with different possibilities of sensation and expression. And I wonder how this could possibly occur.
All women crew, recorded in different pods on spaceship Earth.
Fabiane Borges. I like both. I like ancestor futurism, which is the conjunction of ancestry and futurism. I like techno-shamanism, which is technology and shamanism, or archaeoastronomy, which is archaeology and astronomy. I like to think about the role of aesthetics in scientific language, in historical way, and in a way of the imagination and creativity needed to produce theories of physics, for example. This experience with COVID-19 is bringing us an important dimension about the need to think concomitantly with operational and aesthetics languages. Epidemiology itself, as a field of knowledge, operates with scientific and social technologies. As we see now with the pandemic, we are introducing into our daily lives a very different aesthetic from what we were used to, based on reclusion, non-human contact, confinement. It all comes from the current scientific data, but also from historical and cultural experience from other past pandemics. the aesthetics of the end of the world, science fiction and apocalypses mix with a belief in the operability of technical and scientific language, in the social bet to reduce the infection curve. The result of our deprivation depends exactly on the connection between operational language and aesthetic language, which is also ethical and political. When I proposed to work with subjectivity, art, and space science, I already bet on the relationship of these languages. This experience of a global pandemic is the incorporation of this bond.
Celebrating women in art, astronautics, and astronomy.
My name is Dalila Honorato.
There's no doubt.
Aesthetic language, please. Always. Be polite, be poetic, be useless. Just use words in a surreal way. Make me feel like I was flying. Use the sounds for editing the next word, the next sentence. Just talk to me in a way that can seduce me. And stop saying that I'm a good girl and that's very good and that's very well, because I don't think it works. I am quite rebel. Can't stand the operational language if we're talking about the use of imperative. If one has to receive instructions, they should be well written down and well pronounced. Talk to me. Like lovers do.
Daniela De Paulis, operational language or aesthetic language? This is a difficult one. I would say you can use operational language as aesthetic language and vice versa. In my work, I've been using scientific language as an aesthetic language for the past 10 years. I started it with my project Optics, where I collaborated with international radio operators, sending images to the moon and back in real time and sharing them with the public. So this context really led me, in a very pragmatic sense, to having to negotiate my aesthetic language and eventually adopting operational language and even more informal language. And this was very much an aesthetic choice, because I realized that this kind of language would allow the project to become global, cosmic, which were the qualities I was searching for in my practice at the time. So the great strength of operational language is that it is objective, or so to speak objective, and I find this quality extremely interesting as an artist. Why is that interesting? Because I think the scientific language and its objectivity has a very strange, very appealing, abstract quality. And I think also it conveys concepts in attemptively precise way. And these allow each viewer, each participant, each listener to experience the artwork or the aesthetic event in a subjective way, in the sense that the cosmetic language of art, which we have been seen flourishing over the centuries and the art history, is somehow left behind. So this operational language really allows the content of the work to reach people from all walks of lives and resonate with their own sensitivity, regardless of their cultural background, their level of knowledge of aesthetic practices, and so on. And I find this universality, so to speak, of the operational language very compelling.
This is in contact with the test one.
Kitsou Dubois, pour parler du langage de la danse sur terre, celle du geste et de sa dimension sensible, je dirais que pour accéder à des émotions complexes,
in order to talk about the language of dance on earth, that is the gesture and its sensitive dimension, I would say that to be able to access complex emotions, one needs to be able to decipher the mechanisms of movement, its relation to gravity, its temporalities and spaces.
Les articulations, les muscles, les liquides et les organes participent à cette matière artistique qu'est la danse.
It is a mandatory step to be able to perceive micro transformations that occur while working on one's own movements. Joints, muscles, fluids, organs, all are participating in the matter that dance is. Feeling this sensitive matter will allow for letting go while being aware of gravity constraints.
On est immergé dans une absence de gravité qui donne la sensation du vide.
Those are the elements to build an aesthetics. In weightlessness, there is an immediate loss of point of references. We are immersed into the absence of gravity that generates a feeling of void. We must accept to letting go to be able to perceive, gradually, the mechanisms of deconstruction. This two-step process allows for the reconstruction of a language. An aesthetics is going to emerge from this double loss and discovery where the body matter, time and space are different.
Une esthétique va naître de ce double état de perte et de découverte où le corps dansant, son temps et ses espaces sont différents.
All women crew, recorded in different pods on Spaceship Earth.
Marie-Pierre Boucher, I am not exactly sure what operational language is, and I wonder if the opposition between operational language and aesthetic language is just another way of reifying the dichotomy between the qualitative and the quantitative, which we all know has often prevented effective exchanges across and among fields of study and practices, as if quantitative could never be affective or critical. Given the expansion of artificial intelligence and machine learning, I think we may want to address the language question differently. I think that the wisdom words of Andy Gracie prove useful here. It is possible to have scientific rigor and aesthetic metaphor at the same time. Every time I encounter the word operation, I think of Gilbert Simondon, who proposed the alagmatic, a theory or a science of operations that problematizes transformative dynamisms by studying actions instead of entities. This is because an operation is an ethical action. So the question for me would be, how can language, be it operational or aesthetic, affect processes of heterogenesis and transformative dynamisms? In this context, I would say that the most important is not so much the form of a language as its capacity to act in a minor way. Based on the work of Kafka, Deleuze and Guattari speak of minor literature not in terms of the literature of a minor language, but as the literature a minority makes in a major language. The relation of minor literature to language, they explain, is that of multiple deterritorializations. Minor is thus the revolutionary conditions of any literature. Isabel Stenger speaks similarly about mathematical language. Mathematical language, she writes, should not, and here I quote, reduce the multiplicity of sensible phenomena to the unity of a mathematical description that would subject them to the order of resemblance. End of quote. Put otherwise, mathematical language should account for processes of heterogenesis rather than relying on transcending explanations. So whatever language we may have to choose from, I would choose the one, and here I quote Stengers again, that opens up the possibility of encountering different sensible forms, of reproducing them, without for all that subjugating them to a general law that would give them reasons and allow them to be manipulated.
Des pastilles, ear, à sucer pour l'oreille, candy.